If you really want to experience Akron's local music scene, you'll have to go to some unexpected places. For this week's Shuffle, WKSU's Amanda Rabinowitz talked about Akron's vibrant do-it-yourself community with the Devil Strip's music editor, Brittany Nader, and Max Adams of the band City Cop.
Brittany, I'll start with you because the DIY scene is something you've written about, and it's largely underground.
Well, yeah, you know, we have some house show venues in the area and other spaces. They're kind of like the hubs, I guess you would say, for this whole community of musicians and also other artists. And there is a Facebook page, the Akron DIY Shows page. One of the co-founders is Max Adams, who's here. He kind of has become the central figure in the Akron DIY scene.
Well, we moved to Akron from Ashtabula in about 2012 to be closer to one of the biggest DIY venues in Ohio called It's a Kling Thing House, located in Akron, that we had played when we were about 17 years old. We were really good friends with the founders of Kling. They kind of helped us start learning how to book house shows at our house, which was called Fool House, F-O-O-L House.
Okay.
Yeah.
At what point did you start this Facebook page to kind of build this community of the DIY scene?
Mostly my bandmate, Eddie Gankus. It was mostly his idea. He just came to us one day, like after I think we had like a couple of our first shows, because we'd seen like Chicago do it, like Kalamazoo, Michigan, a couple other places across the country had like a collective. Slowly we got more people, like Hive Mind.
Hive Mind's a space in Akron on Exchange Street.
Yeah, they got involved, and later on there was this place called The Overlook. People go on the page to promote their shows. Bands will go on the page to ask for shows, try to find help, like places to stay.
How big has it grown?
Oh, it got pretty big in a really short amount of time. I think now it's at like 1,800 or 1,900 members, and it's not that common for like such a small city to have this many bands. Like, I can't even keep track of all the bands that keep popping up.
Yeah. Brittany?
You're in the band City Cop. What do you think the connection is between people who are in bands and who either kind of open up their house as a DIY space or become part of that scene?
Well, a lot of people started coming to the shows. A lot of people who run the houses came to the shows playing like some of their first shows like at these houses, befriended us, and just wanted to do it themselves and just started doing it.
And Brittany mentioned your band, City Cop. This summer you released your second full-length album. Talk about that process, because I know this album took a long time to happen.
For about 2 years we wrote most of these songs. We made them in our tiny little basement, just kind of like hunched up against our washer and dryer, like could barely fit the four of us. And we had a little problem with our original label that we were supposed to release the record with. It just kind of fell through. We looked to one of our friends, actually, Nick Muffet. He started a small local label called Small Mammal Records. Took on the financial responsibility, paid for the vinyls, like promoted it.
That's like the blood, sweat, and tears of being a DIY band, right? I mean, you went through this whole long process that's just not easy.
No, it's not easy at all.
You know, one of the things I think about is that there's so many bands that realistically aren't going to make it big, but there's a place for them in these DIY shows and these spaces to play, build a community, and have an audience. It's a way to really have a band that plays.
Well, playing shows for us is the most important part, honestly. Like, the music is just a way for us to play the shows.
I feel like City Cop is a band that you want to go to the show to see. Obviously, you want to sit and listen to the record, but it's like the whole DIY culture. You want to go be part of the experience of hearing it.
That's what it's all about, really, is just performing and having a good time.
Max Adams from City Cop, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you very much.
Brittany Nader, music editor of The Devil Strip, thanks so much for being here, too.
Thanks for having me again.
We're hearing a bit of Cardinal from City Cop's new album. You can find more music and links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.